Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night edition of Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio. Now, I've got some tweets why I say another Sunday night edition. Well, because the show reruns during the week. So I want you to know that we're live tonight as opposed to when you tune in tomorrow and then y'all tweet me and you're like, why aren't you tweeting me back live? Because we're live Sunday nights here on LA Talk Radio every night, 8 p.m. Pacific time, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard. You all should know that by now because it's 8 years that we're here. Can you believe that? Going on my 8th year. Wow, that's good stuff. That's good stuff. Well, I'm in Colorado right now, so I hope you all are doing well because I want to know where you are in this world. So tweet me at Max Tucci. If it's your first time joining us here on LA Talk Radio, welcome. Welcome to the show. Y'all are my co-hosts, my listeners. So I'm glad that you're here. Tweet me at Max Tucci. And yeah, did you know that LA Talk Radio has a whole new revamped website? So go to latalkradio.com. Or if you want, then you can just go to the wonderful LA, the Play Store, or the, what's the one on the app on the iPhone, the Play Store, and the whatever store. Because I don't have my Apple phone, I have my Androids. So anyway, go get the new LA Talk Radio app. They're free. It's an awesome app. It's all updated. Thank you. The App Store. The App Store. It's a free app, the LA Talk Radio app. It's super easy, super convenient, and you can hear all the fabulous shows here on LA Talk Radio besides Max and Friends, and also you can watch some video shows. Ronnie, how many video shows are on the LA Talk Radio platform now? There's a lot, I would imagine. Let me know. But yeah, so there's so much to say. Tonight, I'm just going to chill out, relax, have a good time with you all, because that's what Max and Friends is about. Yes, holidays are around the corner. I know that they are. They just passed too, Thanksgiving. But like the real big holidays are coming up. Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa. Destination Christmas is, I just think, the appropriate term for so many. So tonight we have... She's back. The GPS girl should be with us shortly. Not only is Karen Jacobson a motivational speaker, she's an award-winning singer and songwriter, host, author, and I just love her. And she's coming back tonight because she has a new CD. Destination Christmas, the new holiday CD, is ready. And tonight we're going to be playing some holiday songs here on Max and Friends all night long. So tweet me at Max Tucci. Let me know what you love about the holidays. Facebook me, Max Tucci. Tweet me, at Max Tucci. Do whatever you need to do to contact me, at Max Tucci. And just continue to follow us here on Max, on Twitter and LA Talk Radio. All right. So, yeah, thanks, Ronnie. There's 12 video shows on LA Talk Radio, and that's growing. So I know y'all want me to do a video show. It's not happening. But, yeah. This coming week in Florida, I'll be back this week because I'm chairing a wonderful event for the Unicorn Children's Foundation, the Fire and Ice Holiday Party at the Royal Blues Hotel in Deerfield Beach, Florida. And you can get your tickets at unicornchildrensfoundation.org/holiday. I'll tweet it after the show so you know. Tickets are $125 and bring an unwrapped toy for the children. It will be handed out by Neighbors for Neighbors. So we're kind of conjoining the event, and two charities are benefiting, and many families are benefiting, and many children. So for more information, again, go to unicornchildrensfoundation.org/holiday, and we'll see you this Wednesday night at the Royal Blues Hotel. Yeah, that's going to be a fun Fire and Ice theme event. So, you know, it's part of the holidays, giving back. Speaking of, there's like, you know how we always did Max's favorite things. Well, I'll be doing a somewhat version of him. Not like the massive ways I've done them and the thousands and thousands of dollars of presents from like the Chatwell Hotel to Asprey to Vanessa Noel. Those were some good shows. Those were some good items too, Max's favorite things. But this year we're going to get things that can that you can take on the go with you. Does that make sense? Maybe. But stay tuned to Max and Friends to find out more about the Max and Friends favorite things on LA Talk Radio. Hot topics we're going to skip tonight, just because I want to give you as much holiday music as possible. But we're going to have a really good hot topic segment coming up in just a couple of shows. We've got some great shows ahead, that's for sure, coming up. But tonight, we have Karen Jacobson joining me in just a moment, the GPS Girl. You want to know more about who the GPS Girl is? Well, here's a great ABC News clip that we found on Karen Jacobson. And when we're back, Karen joins me again on Max and Friends.
Finally, if you have a GPS in your car, chances are you've already spent hours with a woman you're about to meet.
Continue 1.3 miles, then bear left on Broadway.
She is that dashboard companion guiding us when we're lost.
Recalculating.
Who exactly is that mystery lady in your GPS?
At the red light, please stop.
Mystery solved. This is Karen Jacobson, also known as GPS Karen on those car navigation systems.
Turn left on Broadway.
She's very insistent, isn't she?
She is. You're not the only woman in my life who tells me where to go, by the way.
Oh dear. But I don't talk back.
Sometimes you do.
Karen just opened her own cabaret show in New York City. Turns out she's actually an accomplished singer who's recorded several CDs.
I grew up wanting to sing and thinking my voice was going to come out of the car radio. And here I am talking to people, giving directions in the GPS. It's a complete surprise to me.
Even as she maps out this new career, don't worry. That familiar voice will still be there.
Recalculating.
Blaring from the dashboard. Only now, you'll be able to picture the mystery woman who's along for the ride.
Continue straight ahead. You are on the right road, Jeremy.
Jeremy Hubbard, ABC News, New York.
Welcome back to The Early Show. It is now 7:46. She's the voice that guides you and soothes you and makes sure that you get to that special destination without getting lost.
Australian English Karen.
Meet Karen Jacobson, the GPS lady, or Australian Karen.
Turn right on West 57th Street.
She was chosen for her calming accent, guiding drivers around the world.
Recalculating.
Right now, up to 25 million people are listening to me give them directions around the world.
How does that feel?
Awesome. I feel very popular. I always wanted to be popular.
And those 25 million fans may not know her by face, but her voice is instantly recognizable.
You have reached your destination.
She's even launched a music career.
LA Talk Radio. This is
And you already knew that she launched a music career because Karen Jacobson has been here before on Max and Friends, and we welcome back to Max and Friends, Karen Jacobson, the GPS Girl. Welcome back.
Hey, Max. How are you?
I'm so grateful that you're here tonight. I'm in a like really wonderful mood here in Colorado, so I'm glad you're joining us.
Awesome. Yeah, me too.
So tell us about, you had like, you're your own like recalculator. You have done so much and have recalculated your life. So like, you're doing so many things. I watch you on Facebook and Instagram. I'm like, where do you have the time to do all of this? So where did you find the time to do a Christmas album?
You know, about a year ago, so it was leading up to the holiday season last year. And, you know, I've loved holiday music my whole life. And I thought, you know, I've always wanted to do a Christmas album. And then I was like, you know what? I think this is the year. And I announced to my family, that my son and my husband, that I was going to do a Christmas album. And I said, right, for the next year, it's going to be holiday music all year long. I'm letting you know. So I gave them the word. And then I started to go into pre-production. And then I went into the studio. So this whole year of being really intentionally planning and recording and working on my holiday album, and it's been a real heart, you know, project for me. Just so much joy to do it.
There is so much joy. And you know what? We're going to play some of your songs tonight here on Max and Friends. Matter of fact, tell us about Silver Stars, because this is one that isn't your traditional holiday song. This is one that you wrote, Silver Stars Are in the Sky. Tell us about that.
Well, actually, I have to admit, it's not one I wrote. The Silver Stars Are in the Sky is actually an Australian traditional carol.
Yes.
And I do have some originals on the album. And then I also have some traditional Australian carols and also some classics. But The Silver Stars Are in the Sky is one of a number of songs I grew up singing in school, in grade school in Australia. And they are not necessarily that well known even in Australia, but and very unknown here. But these are the kind of songs that you hear and you think, that's a beautiful song. That sounds like a song I know, but I don't think I've ever heard it before. And I just wanted to, you know, put my own take on those songs and add them, because as beautiful as the traditional songs are, it's nice to hear something fresh in the holidays.
That is the truth. So right now on Max and Friends, Silver Stars Are in the Sky. And when we're back, Karen Jacobson is still with me. Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci, and that was Karen Jacobson, Silver Stars Are in the Sky. Now, Karen, how does it feel to be titled the most obeyed voice in the media?
Oh, I love the sound of that.
Isn't it? And there's over 400 million GPS owners and 50 million smartphone holders that hear your voice. How does that feel to know that people hear your voice and they talk back to you, they curse at you, they love you, they hate you, and they don't even know you?
You know, it's completely surreal. I still find it hard to wrap my head around that. And, you know, I've had experiences where I've been walking down the street and in Australia and just kind of cars going past, and one day I was like, oh my gosh, that car has a GPS, and that one has it, and that one, and I could see them in the windscreen. I was like, That's happening in cities all over the world. I mean, it's how do you wrap your head around that? It is really still, after all this time, just bizarre to me that it could be my voice that is in all those places.
Now, how did you get chosen to be the voice?
So it was an audition. The client was looking for a native Australian female voiceover artist living in the northeast of the United States. So I went to the audition and I got the job, and I ended up with, this job where I had to record for 50 hours in the recording studio to create the voice system.
Wow, 50 hours. Well, how many hours did it take you to do Destination Christmas, the album?
That's a really good question. Gosh, I haven't added that up.
You need to recalculate, Karen.
I do. I wonder. I'm curious how many hours in the studio, but maybe 50 hours, hey?
You see? Well, tell us about the album. Tell us about one of your original songs, and we'll play it here tonight.
Well, let me tell you about, which one? Do you want something that's kind of upbeat? Do you want a heartfelt one?
Or
do you want something that's
upbeat?
Okay. All right. So there's a song that I think is really, really cute. It's called Mrs. C. It's actually about Mrs. Claus. And I've had the feedback that this song should be in some kind of Pixar movie all of its own about Mrs. Claus, Mrs. C. And, you know, it's just a real, it's telling the story of Mrs. Claus and how really she's actually the brains of the whole operation. And that, like, without her, Christmas just wouldn't happen. And it's really, I just think it's a really cute take on the whole Santa theme. And that's a bit of the storyline. And I wrote this song with Janice Fitzgerald. And she and I had a really fun time, writing this. And it's, of course, all very tongue-in-cheek.
Well, you know, it's true. We do forget about Mrs. Claus, don't we?
Well, we do. And there are some really fun, fun lines in there that she hasn't had her due, you know, she just deserves more credit.
You know what? And she does. And we're going to play Mrs. C right here tonight on Max and Friends. And when we're back, Karen is still in the studio with me, Mrs. C on Max and Friends.
Santa doesn't have a clue. He is that jolly old elf, a really good guy. But Mrs. C, she's the business mastermind, the unsung hero of holiday history. Oh, where would we be and what would we do? You'd never believe what she's pulled us through. Oh, where would we be without Mrs. C?
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was Karen Jacobson, the GPS girl, Mrs. C. The holiday album is called Destination Christmas. It's available now, and you can get it by visiting thegpsgirl.com. Or where else can they get it, Karen?
Oh, everywhere. They can download it on iTunes and all that jazz. Of course, if you come and buy it from my website, you get a bonus track. We love to do that.
You see, that's why I'm directing everybody there. Very Broadway. So now, is Broadway in your future?
Oh, well, I'm open to it. It's not exactly like I have something to share with you that's going to happen. You know, I do my my regular show at the Triad, Stage 72 at the Triad in New York City, and my next one is coming up this Tuesday night. I'm doing a holiday show December 1st. For traditional Broadway though, boy, yeah, they work hard. Those Broadway people.
They do.
Oh my gosh. They're the hardest working people in show business, but, I'm certainly open to it. But as I said, a few people have said to me that song should be in its own Pixar
Absolutely.
Movie. So we'll see.
You just consciously create it, right? That's the simplicity.
Right. Exactly.
You could have it if you want it. Just picture it there and Pixar.
I'm glad you reminded me of that. I must do that.
You see? There we go. But let's talk about the song Let There Be Peace on Earth, because that, especially this holiday season, is something that I think is just so desired by so many people. Tell us about your session when you started recording that song and how it felt to sing that and know that your words will have a meaning in so many people's life.
So this particular song is something that I've loved this song for many years, and it was actually my school song. And it's performed by a lot of people, in group gatherings. But I haven't found an actual recording that I particularly loved of this song. And I wanted to record it one day. And I see this as being potentially the international anthem. And we don't have an international anthem. We have all kinds of national anthems, but I had the idea that wouldn't it be amazing if we had an international anthem, something
right?
that could bring everyone together. And this could be translated into any language, you know, and I think that to be able to have a song really about peace would be very special. And I loved singing it, and I loved all of the vocal sessions, and I'm really proud of this version. And I do hope that I get the opportunity to sing this in a lot of countries around the world, and maybe I can do something with the UN and sing it with children's choirs. I don't know, but I think it's all of the lyrics in this song are what would be certainly our desired outcome around the holiday season and beyond. The world needs it.
Absolutely. Now, that was the most perfect setup, and I would usually go to play the song right now, but you said the national anthem, and you were saying it at the Jets game, and now you're an American citizen. So how does all of that feel to you before we go into Let There Be Peace on Earth?
Well, it feels amazing. I mean, I became a citizen not that long ago, and I'm so proud to now be an American and an Australian. And goodness, It was a long, long journey. You know, it was 14 years of paperwork to get to the point where I could become an American citizen. And I really feel it's a great privilege to get to live in this country and to take the to be given so many opportunities here. I love the honor of singing the national anthem when I do that at large sporting events, at any events, but especially when it's a really large crowd. And it's an honor and a thrill and a song that I adore singing. So I'm really grateful.
How much fun would it be to go to like the next big sporting event when they say now the national anthem, you start singing Let There Be Peace on Earth? I would love it.
Oh, no, that's not going to happen because I am very reliable. I like to do what the client likes. That's a fun fantasy.
Right. Talk about getting a YouTube coverage. Sensation, right?
Oh, press boy. Yeah.
World. Well, you know what? Indeed, we do need more peace on Earth. So right now on Max and Friends, from Karen's Destination Holiday CD, it's called Let There Be Peace on Earth. And we'll be right back on Max and Friends.
To
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends, and that was Let There Be Peace on Earth by Karen Jacobson, the GPS girl. That song is so beautiful, Karen. How does it feel to hear that song after you know what you went through to sing it?
I was listening to it, and I was like, you know, I'm really proud of this song. this version, it's an amazing song. Yeah.
It really is. No, it's such, and it is so what everyone wants, especially, you know, every holiday season, we always want peace on earth. But, you know, when there's like, you know, and you were supposed to be here last week, as you know, but when there's like a tragedy in the air, people just, they want to get together even more. And I just wish that that feeling was all throughout the year and that tragedy didn't have to bring us closer together. You know, and during the holidays, we just need to have some peace, don't we, Karen Jacobson?
Yes, we do. We do in our own lives as well as in between countries.
Right, exactly, in our own lives. But, you know, let's talk about last Christmas. What did you do last Christmas that you're not going to repeat again this Christmas?
The Christmas cards. Last Christmas, I did a couple of hundred holiday cards. And when I send out holiday cards, Max, I have so much pressure on myself, and I'm like, I need to handwrite them all, and I need to like write a special message for each person and really make them count. And I think I finished writing the cards the week after Christmas. Like it was every day leading my December was just manically so busy last year. It was one of the busiest months of my year, and it looks like this year it will be as well, which I'm grateful for, but it was not like, oh, let's now relax and enjoy the holidays. So I actually made the decision a few weeks ago to not do holiday cards for the first time in years. And on the one hand, that's a little bit sad, but on the other hand, I feel so good because I just feel like I can, because I'm going to Australia on the 10th of December, and I'm going to be doing Christmas concerts out there and spending the holidays with my family in Australia. So it is, I just thought, I am going to drive myself totally crazy if I expect to handwrite 200 Christmas cards as well as leave the country on December 10th. So that's something I am not doing this year that I did last Christmas. And I'm also not having Christmas in New York, which I've had for the last 5 years. I'm going back to Australia for a summery Christmas, which is going to be very nostalgic and enjoyable, and I have some pretty big appearances while I'm there, which I'm going to thoroughly enjoy.
Tell us about those appearances.
Well, I have some concerts, and then I also have, you know, in Australia on Christmas Eve, there is the biggest Christmas concert of the whole season down there. It's called Carols by Candlelight, the Vision Australia Carols by Candlelight, and it happens in Melbourne. And I'll be performing along with a host of incredible Australian celebrities. And this is an outdoor concert. So imagine it's the 4th of July kind of weather, but it's actually Christmas time. And so it's summer festival vibe, but it's Christmas. And so this particular concert is held on Christmas Eve. It's live to 12,000 people. It's beautiful outdoor amphitheater concert. And it is telecast to 2.5 million people via television across Australia, New Zealand, and Asia. And there will be a 60-piece orchestra and a 230-voice choir.
Wow.
Right?
Wow, that's good. We might all have to go to Australia for this Christmas.
Yeah.
That sounds
so I'm very
good.
Much looking forward to that experience.
But you know, it's so funny when you say 4th of July weather, because all our Florida listeners, and I've been celebrating Florida Christmas in Florida for 4 years, it's something so surreal to see palm trees with Christmas lights on them.
Right.
It doesn't make sense, but you know, Christmas is in the air. I'm here in Colorado right now, and we have so much snow, and it is so beautiful. I'm like, this is Christmas. And it's just like,
right.
You know, it's just so Norman Rockwell and so untrue that all Christmases have snow, because Florida has a wonderful Christmas with sun, and so does Australia. That sounds like a blast. Well, let's play Last Christmas here on Max and Friends, and when we're back, Karen Jacobson and I talk about life on Max and Friends. Thank you.
The very next day, you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special. I'll give it to someone special.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. That was Last Christmas by the GPS girl Karen Jacobson. The CD is called Destination Christmas. I love it. And if you all want to go get it, just go to thegpsgirl.com and you can buy it there and you get a bonus track. Karen Jacobson, I love that we're spending a whole show together.
Oh my goodness, what a treat.
And you know what's fun? I'm just going over, like, you've been on the show numerous times. Do you know that we've been together now? I've done a show with you live from Canada. Live from Colorado.
And I love it.
I think we were in Connecticut at one point too. So like you are the GPS girl with me on Max and Friends. We've been in three states.
I'm all over the map.
You are all over the map. Now, being that one of your titles is a motivational speaker, I would love for you to give us some insight into this week and how we should take life, because you know I always say take life to the max. So because we got to wrap this show up. That's how quickly we go by, and I still want to play Silent Night. So give us some motivation for this week and to take into this week and just to love one another. What do you say, Karen Jacobson?
So the holidays can be a really exciting time and a really fun time for a lot of people. It can also be a stressful time and it can be a difficult time. Some people find it to be a lonely time of the year, even if they have a lot of people around them. So I say be gentle with yourself. So my theme for the week is, you know, really give yourself a lot of room. If you're feeling like all get up and go and wanting to get right into the holidays and celebrate, go for it. But if you're not, if you're feeling not quite sure about, you know, if there's some uncertainty or you're recalculating different areas of your life, I say just really listen to yourself, be gentle with yourself, and honor what you know you need to do to make yourself feel great and to cope best. That's what I say. There's no rule book for how to be during the holidays. You get to
choose.
That's
the truth. That is the truth. There's no rule book. And sometimes you just need to have a silent night, don't we all? I mean, that's a nice thing to have, that silent night. So this week, you know, I always love to say take life to the max and good night and good karma. And I'm going to say that, of course. But I have to say good night first to the GPS girl, Karen Jacobson, so we could play for you silent night. So, Karen, I'm so grateful that you're a part of the show tonight. And I hope you enjoyed our fun time here on Max and Friends.
Oh, I have had a great time. And you know what? I've just heard there is a little issue on my website. I don't know if your people have crashed my site, which would be very exciting. But if anybody wants to get in touch for that album and has any issues, they can just come straight over to Facebook or tweet at the GPS girl is my handle, and I will get them all hooked up. And Max, thank you so much for, you know, giving so much time to Destination Christmas this evening. And I just want to leave you with, you have reached your destination.
Yes, you have. And that's on Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio. Good night, Karen Jacobson.
Good night.
So on that note, everyone, you have reached your destination. And if you haven't, keep searching, because what you're looking for is looking for you. So I say good night, good karma, take life to the max this week, and see you next week. Hear you next week on Max and Friends. Always tweet me at Max Tucci, and let's keep in touch. And right now, Silent Night on Max and Friends. Enjoy yours. Good night and good karma. I'm Max Tucci for Max and Friends.
So tender and sleep.